Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. And happy Friday, happy Good Friday, the beginning of a very holy weekend for those of us who celebrate Easter. Many of my Jewish colleagues have been celebrating Passover, Ramadan for those in the Muslim community. There is so much to be thankful for. There's also so much to pray and be serious about. And one of those is for the family of a beloved officer for the NYPD, Jonathan Diller, who passed away when he was shot on the job by a often arrested and released violent criminal. His family, his one-year-old boy, without a dad this Easter, without a dad for the rest of his life, here on earth at least. And on this Easter weekend, I want to make sure that all of us are keeping all of those who've suffered those sort of tragic loss, particularly those, the men and women in blue, who every day put their lives on the line, like those officers on the bridge outside Baltimore who kept the traffic from going across. It would have a lot more motorists drowning at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's something to remember. The sacrifice, the heroism, and the ultimate cost of paying with your life. Lots of different ways to celebrate and commemorate Jonathan Diller's life. One of them is just to pray for his loved ones who are left behind on this really tragic case. It was good to see former President Trump go visit the family at the wake. Much more needs to be done to support the men and women of blue. And so I just want to say that at the outset, you know, my family, my father was a police chief for a long time, my brother, a detective for a long time. I have very powerful memories of growing up every year and going to the police anchor club dinner where they honored the fallen officers, the playing of the taps with the bagpipes, and the commemoration. One of my dad's best friends run over by an 18-wheeler on a highway stop. His arm badge, the left arm badge of his Connecticut State Trooper, he got hit so hard, the badge, the cloth badge on his uniform actually left an imprint in the bumper of the truck. It left the Connecticut State Police imprint there. I remember the family's pain and suffering then, and I know the Diller family is going through that right now. So our thoughts and prayers at the opening of this show and the opening of this important Holy Weekend for that family, that God will bless them and care for them. We all can pitch in and help. You know, one of the ways you can do that, go to tunnelstotowers.org, T2T.org, and donate. One of the great groups that support the fallen officers and the fallen men and women of our armed services. A great, great organization. I just think the world of it and love doing stuff with them. Now, a lot more to talk about today. We've got a great show for you. I'm really excited about our lineup today and all weekend. We've got some good stuff all the way through Easter Monday. But first, let me get you up to speed on today's Tom Fitton, the head of Judicial Watch, a man who brings so much important transparency to federal agencies who are trying to hide the truth from the American people, or certainly hide what they're doing. Tom Fitton's going to join us. We got a lot to talk about there. In the second block, a leading education official in this country, somebody's really making a difference. He's new on the job. He's only been there a couple of years as the Oklahoma superintendent of public schools. But Ryan Walters, well, he's doing all sorts of things, whether it's pressing for more school choice and portability in tuition funds, or even doing something greater, like discovering that the Tulsa School District had been receiving money from China to try to alter, to China's whims, the curriculum of students in the Tulsa School District. Ryan Walter is going to join us. He's always a great interview. I think one of the most important voices in all of education these days. Certainly someone stirring the waters, stirring the idea machines. And, you know, education has been stale. It's been failing in the public school system for a long time. I mean, generations of public school students, particularly in urban areas and poor areas, have been so disturbed. Even though the teachers are working hard, the system itself is broken. Guys like Ryan Walters are beginning to turn up new ideas and trying things. Listen, why not try? Why not give a chance? Why not give competition a chance? Why not give innovation a chance? Ryan Walters, I think we'll talk a little bit about that in the second block of the show. And then Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project, one of my favorites. He spent some time earlier this week with Amanda and I on the TV show. We're going to adapt that. A lot to talk about, including Hunter Biden's efforts to get out of his tax evasion charges, federal tax indictment. It didn't go over so well with the judge, because if you're going to claim politics involved, the judge said you might want to provide some proof, which apparently Hunter Biden's lawyers didn't do to the judge's satisfaction. We'll talk about that and so much more, impeachment and many other legal issues there, including something I think we all need to think a little bit more about. I really feel like one of the missing pieces in the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden business storyline is it's improbable, as you've heard on this story. So many different people have come on this show who are intelligence expert. Fred Flights, most recently, former chief of staff to the National Security Council, saying there's no chance that Joe Biden didn't get a defensive briefing from the intelligence committee about some of the people he and his family were dealing with. If that can be proved, if that can be given to the American people, it would mean that Joe Biden allowed his family to keep doing these things and in some cases facilitated them doing it by showing up at the dinners and making the phone calls and showing up at the hotel with the Chinese. That is a very important piece of evidence that's missing from the public lexicon. People like James Comer and certainly Jim Jordan and others, they have a chance to go get that information and do that. So a fun conversation. I'm sure we'll touch on that with our good friend Mike Davis. So that's our show today. Really fun, fun show. I want to tell you about the weekend because it's Easter weekend, but we're not going to take any time off. Saturday afternoon, we got Seb Gorka, my good friend from the America First Radio Show, one of the best. Rodney Davis, former congressman from Illinois, who, by the way, had a really powerful role in beginning the process of unraveling the false stories about January 6th. A lot of true stories about January 6th. There are also a lot of hidden and false stories. Rodney Davis was the chairman of the House Admin Committee when that began. He did a great job unraveling it. And of course, as you know, Congressman Loudermilk has picked up that string and taken it to a whole new heights. But we know so much more and so much different about January 6th and what the Democrats fed us on the January 6th special committee. And I think that that is a very important role. And it's always great to talk to Rodney Davis. He'll be a lot of fun on the weekend. All right. So today we're going to get kick off here in just a few seconds. But before we do, you know, as I often say, I've been really focusing on my health the last 18 months, losing weight, eating healthier, getting sugars and cholesterols down and getting weight down, getting energy up, getting quality sleep at a better point. And as you know, Field of Greens is one of my all-time favorites. Brickhouse Nutrition has been one of my partners in my journey to get just a little bit healthier, a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, and stop making excuses for why I couldn't live a healthy life while being a busy guy. Field of Greens is really now become a habit for me. It's a healthy habit instead of some of the bad habits I had, like snacking on candy and stuff. If you want to take a shot, you should try to build it into your daily routines. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day. And you know what? On this journey, it's literally just one scoop a day. That's all it takes to join the journey. One scoop a day. I've got a favorite. I know everyone has their own favorites. I actually have two favorites. When I'm cooking egg white omelets, I like to make egg white omelets as part of my healthy thing. I just like the traditional Field of Greens organic superfood. It's great. It makes the eggs taste great. And I get a big dose of that. But when I'm making a shake, which is one of my alternative ideas, I've got two favorite flavors now. For a long time, I loved a wild berry, and I still do. But recently, I came out with strawberry lemonade. And I got to tell you, it's pretty darn good. It makes a good shake. I mix it in with a little bit of whey milk, and oh my God, it's so good. So check out the Brickhouse Nutrients, because they have a lot of different flavors. In fact, a lot more than people were aware of. I think 8 flavors, plus they also got Lean, the weight loss supplement, which is also great if you're trying to kickstart a diet and get into a better place. But for our listeners right now, because I hope you want to get your healthy life improved and do it the way nutrition intended, which is with good, healthy food. For our listeners, Field of Greens is giving you 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. That's a good deal, right? All you got to do is visit fieldofgreens.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS. So you visit fieldofgreens.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS, 15% off and free rush shipping. It's a great way to say thank you, not only to Field of Greens and Brickhouse Nutrition, which have been here for a long time supporting us. It's also a great way to say thank you to yourself. You're going to get fruits and vegetables. You're going to get those 5 doses that you need every day that I often was neglecting. I get them now. I feel so much better. You will too. One more time, go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. All right, when we come back, we'll have a really fun conversation with our good friend and, of course, one of my favorite guests to bring on any show because he always has some pretty big news to deliver for us. We'll have that in just a few minutes with our good friend, Tom Fitton. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done. Well, that's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. He's done an awful lot to expose the dangers and the lies about the southern border that the Biden administration has imposed on this country. Tom Fitton is a friend of the show who continues to oversee great work at Judicial Watch. He gives us so much transparency as the organization's president, and he joins us right now. Tom, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, Amanda. Hey, John. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, listen, these cases are piling up by the dozens. Violent criminals shouldn't be in the country. They commit a crime. An American pays the price, and Joe Biden just says, there's no there, there. Everything's fine. This is going to become a big issue in the fall, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big issue now. Speaker Johnson is facing a lot of criticism for not addressing it in the recent spending legislation that was passed by Congress to fund the government for the rest of the year. There's been no significant restriction on Biden's ability to enable this invasion. In fact, he may have an easier time of it because he will have more Border Patrol agents to bring these individuals through.
Yeah.
And a lot of them here at the specific invitation of the President of the United States, in the sense that he's made it clear, you get to the border and you ask for asylum or something like that, you'll be here free and clear for ever and a day, practically speaking. There's no interest on the part of the left or the establishment to throw these folks out. And it's very interesting to me when you hear the leftists and open border advocates say that illegal aliens don't commit crimes at any greater rate as citizens, while failing to acknowledge that the crimes would never have happened but for their illegal presence. Yeah. That's what's so outrageous about illegal alien crime. They're not supposed to be here. all of those people could have been alive or not raped or not robbed or whatever if the federal government and, frankly, the states had done their job to police this invasion and stop it from happening.
Yeah, doing their job. Competence. I feel like the American people should be able to expect that from their government. But you've uncovered another debacle with respect to the border. 200,000 deportation cases dismissed after DHS failed to file the paperwork with immigration courts. It could absolutely be incompetence. Could it also be an oops, wink, wink issue?
You know, when you're talking numbers like that, it frankly to me isn't surprising because it's just a percentage, a small percentage of the overall claims that are pending before the federal government now. This is one of the big lies about our immigration system. They come up with these numbers, 5 million, 10 million, and they pretend that there's any agency undermanned that can handle it. They can't handle it. So surprise, surprise, an entire portion of the caseload is knocked out because of paperwork errors. And it's sure to happen as night follows day. I mean, look at the Education Department and the financial assistance form scandal that they haven't been able to figure out over the last 6 months. Look at the implementation of Obamacare, which is still kind of a disaster. This is typical government. And in the case of the immigration system, it puts lives at risk because there are people who should not be here. They're here in violation of the law, and there are all sorts of costs, crimes, and other damage to our country as a result.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I'm old enough to remember when the media on a big crime like this would have filed the FOIA request and tried to get the 9/11 call earthings, but the media doesn't care about that now because it goes against the liberal narrative, but you care. Judicial Watch suing for the 9/11 call and the arrest reports in Lake and Raleigh murder. That's very important. Tell us why you're digging into this.
Well, because they haven't released it. And, you know, we've been around crimes like this long enough to know this is usually the first document,
right?
Either the audio and the initial arrest records. They're almost always immediately released. And they're pretending it's part of an investigation. Well, you know, Georgia law provides an exemption for these 911 calls and the initial incident and arrest reports. And I don't know what's going on here. My guess is it's either incompetence or politics. In this case, given the political pressure and the politics around this particularly tragic killing, I mean, the president of the United States had to focus on Ms. Riley's death, you know, in an embarrassing way for him at the State of the Union. But the American people have really been activated as a result of this poor girl's murder. And the fact that we're not getting the documents tells us that they've got political sensitivities as opposed to following the rule of law. They're hiding it to protect who knows who in Georgia or in the Biden administration.
Yeah. We are certainly going to stay on top of that. I know that you'll be putting out updates on that. I want to shift gears to what John was talking about at the top of the show. Whether it's John Solomon, Tom Fitton, Ken Paxton, Matt Schlapp, it seems like, you know, lies travel halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. I'm not going to be holding my breath for mainstream media to make any corrections to the record on the Ken Paxton or the Matt Schlapp case. But time and time again, we see this. The process is the punishment. How do we create a structure of deterrent so that this stops happening?
You know, and the salacious way in which the Schlapp material was reported, it was kind of sick and weird. And, you know, it looks like that whole thing was a farce. The claimant has completely run away from his claims. The case of Paxton has been, was it 10 years? Did this begin under the Obama administration? They've been harassing him. It's a further indictment of our system of justice here, where the left media echoes friendly claims at targets they all don't like, whether it be Matt Schlapp or the Attorney General of Texas, or obviously President Trump. But we should know it's not just, and this kind of, this is a reminder, it's not just Trump who's being victimized by lawfare. It's folks who are effective, public, and seen as dangerous by the left to their agenda. And you don't have to be high and mighty to get on their radar.
Yeah, that's a great point. Anyone could be taken down at any moment. That seems to be the strategy. Yeah. Tom, you mentioned Mike Johnson's inability to get anything done on the border in the final minibus, whatever they call it, omnibus, the big spending bill. It seems like they haven't been able to get most of what was on the top of their agenda, what they promised Americans. So far, no FISA reform, no spending cuts, no border solution. What do Republicans go into the fall election? What do they tell the American people about their their inability to deliver what they promised they were going to deliver?
I don't know. I think it's a challenge for them. At this rate, you have to wonder if there's going to be a Republican majority in November. They're just one or two retirements or illnesses or an event under the actuarial tables that result in a change in the House power. I think what's really unique about this situation is that we have a speaker who's kind of gone into a coalition government on these core spending issues with the Democrats. And to me, that's a remarkable turnaround. It's a remarkable political development. And it's kind of hard to make an argument, it seems to me, that this is the way to go afterwards. I guess they would say that we need more Republicans in Congress. But I don't know how many Republicans are going to get them to where they need to be, given the willingness or the unwillingness to take principled stands against the current crisis. To me, if I were Speaker Johnson, I would have started talking 3 months ago. Look, we've got this deadline coming up. I can tell you, we're not going to fund government if it means continuing to enable the border invasion. That's just not going to happen. The American people don't want it, and it's not going to happen. And with that failure of leadership, in some respects, that have kind of put him behind the eight ball. So he has a tough issue to deal with a small majority. But on the other hand, I don't think he's taken the effective rhetorical steps and political rhetoric to get where he needs to be, even given the small minority, the small
setting
majority.
That narrative. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, before we let you go, you have been so fantastic at casting light on what's happening with respect to our elections and integrity, if there is any, of our elections. And in Milwaukee, they have accepted more than $1 million. I believe it's been dispersed among three different organizations. This is ahead of that state voting to ban Zuckerbucks and outside money like that. You can't claw back the money. Should conservatives just do the same thing? If you can't beat them, join them?
Oh, well, the danger for conservatives is they'll throw them in jail and come up with laws that they could have easily applied to Zuckerberg and company, and all of a sudden just apply them to Republicans and conservatives, which is exactly what they've done on the election dispute cases tied to 2020. They made up new rules or pretended current rules applied to First Amendment related conduct. I think, you know, if as conservatives, they just need to make sure, and honest liberals need to make sure that the elections are fair and clean. And I think we're nowhere near that because of the continued use of mass mail-in ballots, the willingness to engage in conduct that undermines elections.
All right, folks, in a couple seconds, Ryan Walters, the dynamic superintendent of the Oklahoma public school system. He's going to join us. Lots to update us on, including Chinese efforts to influence our students here in America. But before we do, hey, we got just a couple more days. If you want to say thank you to the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, for all the work that they're doing in the Supreme Court to fight for religious liberty, to fight for free speech, to fight for the Bill of Rights, rule of law in an era where so much feels lawless and lacking in common sense, and certainly non-allegiant to the inalienable rights that our forefathers insisted stay with us in this great country. You can support Alliance Defending Freedom. They've got two big Supreme Court cases that will set new legal precedent. One's against the FDA, and it tries to address an issue of endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override their law. They want your help. They need your help. This is a great way. Any gift of any size will make a difference. Whatever your best gift is, you can courageously join ADF and fight not only for freedom in America and against lawlessness in America, but also to defend the cherished freedoms that we have often taken for granted. We can't take them for granted anymore. They're under assault. Truth is under assault. Freedom is under assault. So go to joinadf.com, joinadf.com/John, John, J-O-H-N for my name. So joinadf.com. patreon.com/John. Make any donation you can. We're trying to help them raise $5,000 by the end of March. Well, they got a few days left. Sunday is Easter Sunday. It's March 31st. Last chance to give. Go visit joinadf.com/John to make your best gift right now. With your help, ADF can beat the goal and also make a generational difference to freedom in this extraordinary country of the United States of America. All right. Back with a guy who's also fighting for freedom, a superintendent of public schools for Oklahoma, right after these messages.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, everybody. Many Republicans in Congress and even conservative voters across the country were extremely dialed in last week when the House passed that massive $1.2 trillion minibus spending package, which Speaker Mike Johnson shared just over 24 hours prior to the vote. Now, one of the biggest winners from that package in terms of federal agency was the Department of Education, which got a whopping $79.1 billion in discretionary spending. Compare that figure to $53.7 billion that the Department of Education got under the Trump administration in 2020, just 4 years ago. And you have a more than 40% spike in just those 4 years. So joining us now to talk more about this and many other things is Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Ryan Walters. Mr. Superintendent, thank you so much for being here. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me on. And again, what do you know? More money for more critical race theory, more diversity, equity, and inclusion, more of a influence into our schools of the teachers unions. It's absolutely outrageous that we should be abolishing the Department of Education, not injecting more taxpayer dollars to push a woke agenda. And yet you continue to see the Democrats pushing this. And frankly, some Republicans that aren't willing to stand up and fight. So you talked about, yeah, the bureaucrats, the left-wing liberals at the Department of Education are the winners here. The losers, unfortunately, are students and parents. We have absolutely got to abolish this Department of Education.
It's unbelievable. It strains credulity that the failures of the Department of Education produced $20 billion more over that. With respect to abolishing the Department of Education, if another president comes along, let's say his name is Donald J. Trump, is this something that you think he would appreciate the idea of?
Well, President Trump has been very clear on this. He wants the Department of Education gone. As a matter of fact, I spoke to him on the phone weeks ago. That was one of the first things he brought up, is we're going to get rid of this agency. He has not only promised it, he has the full plan to do it. And again, he is someone who understands the left-wing influence in Washington, D.C. He understands that these bureaucrats and these agencies, you can't reform it. You've got to get rid of it. So President Trump has been crystal clear on this. He has a plan to do this. He is the education president. He understands. Think about what he did for school choice when he was in office. Think about what he did for teaching American history when he was in office. Think about what he did to push back this war on our kids, this woke agenda. We have got to get him back in office.
Mr. Superintendent, there's this interesting dichotomy because somewhere in many of the big states like your own in Oklahoma and in Florida and Texas, there are these extraordinary experiments at fixing education, getting the bureaucrats, getting the teachers unions influence reduced. And then Republicans come to Washington and they're aiding and abetting the very policies that they claim that they oppose. Why the gap between Washington Republicans and those like yourself in the states that are creating real progress and real solutions?
You know, here's the way I see it is, you know, when you go to Washington, D.C., there's something that happens to you. I mean, there's something about that city that somehow takes you from the understanding of, frankly, hey, I'm in state government saying, well, I'm trying to reduce government spending. I'm trying to reduce our influence in education by giving power to parents and families. I want school choice. I want parents, right? So I'm here at the state level saying, I'm trying to get more power down to the people, more power to parents. And yet you have, you know, even Republicans that go to D.C. and say, well, not only am I not supporting that, I'm actually for taking power away from the states, giving it to the federal Department of Education that gave us Common Core, gave us CRT, gave us DEI. It is a terrible, terrible position for any politician to believe that the federal government should have any influence in education, much less giving the Federal Department of Education more money. And to your point, all the Federal Department of Education does in your good states and your red states is try to push this woke agenda. So not only are you pushing this terrible influence across the country, you're not allowing states to innovate in the ways that they should be able to. So it is absolutely a top priority of the Trump administration to come in there and do away with this agency.
Yeah.
Speaking of laboratories being or states being laboratories of democracy and trying things out, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed this bill yesterday that's going to ban kids under 14 from having social media. I know that there is a First Amendment argument to be made, but they're 14 and 13 and under. What do you think about this?
Yeah, look, we have to protect our kids. We have seen the negative influences that social media has had on our kids. We have seen the agenda that the Communist Chinese Party has utilized TikTok for. And the reality is we have got to get back. You know, I'm a champion of classical learning. As a matter of fact, I was just at a conference last week with some conservatives across the country that are going, look, we need to get back into reading great works. We need to get back into reading American history, not scrolling on our phones, not looking at social media. You look at the cyberbullying as something we're addressing on social media here in Oklahoma. But you look at our kids don't have an understanding of American history. So they lack the understanding of what makes America great. But, you know, we need even more than the knowledge of American history. We need our kids to believe in America. Starts with understanding it, but it goes even deeper than that. They need to understand the values and the principles this country was created by. They need to understand what makes us great. Because, again, we have to rely on this next generation to continue this great experiment. And right now we're teetering. But again, decline is a choice. And if we're going to allow our kids to constantly be sucked into social media and all the ills that come with that, we need to be pivoting from that to classical learning, to a deep dive into American history, the classics. So that's what we're going to continue to push here. And that's what we need to be doing across the board in education.
There's an incredible blueprint sitting right in Oklahoma. So we got about a minute left. People have been so fascinated by the work of you did uncovering what Tulsa Public Schools were doing and taking China money. Can you give us an update? Have you found any of the school districts that might have had similar programs?
We have it in Oklahoma. You know, there were some found across the country. Governor DeSantis found some in Florida. And, you know, and I want to reiterate, you see the difference that a president makes. President Trump was the one who ended these Confucius Institutes across the country. It was the Biden administration that laxed the rules around these institutes that brought them back. I testified that to Congress. The House Republicans were moving to do something about it. And guess what? The Senate Democrats want no part of it. So these are things that you see the difference a president makes. They allowed the Chinese Communist Party to get back into schools across the state. They're not only influencing and indoctrinating kids, they want your data. They want the data around our kids to continue to be able to influence them directly.
All right, folks, one more good one to go. Mike Davis up next, right around the corner after this commercial break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back, America. Yesterday, Hunter Biden's attorneys were in a Los Angeles federal court trying to get a judge to dismiss the 9 tax-related charges brought against the president's son. These are the charges special counsel David Weiss brought against Hunter Biden back in December, accusing him of failing to pay $1.4 million during a 4-year scheme to evade taxes. At the hearing, the attorneys for the first son argued that the charges were a result of partisan influence by the Republicans, but the judge noted that one big hurdle the motion to dismiss is that it was not filed with any evidence, meaning the Hunter Biden team didn't file any evidence to back up its claim. We have a perfect person to help us referee this and all a lot of other great legal issues. He's the founder of the Article 3 Project, a must follow on Twitter. Our good friend Mike Davis joins us now. Mike, great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I think you got a chance to watch this. I thought the Hunter Biden lawyers looked pretty bad at the end of the day. If you're going to make the claim, you should back it up with evidence. The judge said these charges are sticking around, right?
They will definitely stick around. And this is a frivolous motion that Hunter Biden and his attorneys have filed. They should frankly be sanctioned for filing a frivolous motion. If you file a motion with zero evidence, that is frivolous and it's pretty rich. That Hunter Biden is talking about a politicized and weaponized justice system when the Biden Justice Department protected Hunter Biden for a long time. When this David Weiss, the Democrat handpicked U.S. attorney in Delaware, protected the Biden family for many, many, many years. When the Biden Justice Department has been politicized and weaponized to go after Hunter Biden's father's chief political enemy, Donald Trump, Trump's top aides, Trump's lawyers, Trump's January 6th supporters, parents, Christians, anyone who disagrees with the Biden regime is the target of this Justice Department, it seems. And Hunter Biden's complaining about politicized and weaponized justice. That's pretty rich.
Yeah, that it is.
When I read they wanted them dismissed on the grounds that it was politically motivated, I nearly spat out my coffee. And I can imagine that for any judge, but in this case, Judge Mark Scarsi, it's almost offensive to the court when you submit something like this with no evidence whatsoever. As far as Hail Mary passes, which this kind of seemed like that was to me a legal Hail Mary, what's their next move?
Well, I mean, this seems like it's going to go to trial. I think Hunter Biden should be very thankful that the Biden Justice Department and this David Weiss, this Democrat-picked U.S. attorney, has protected Hunter Biden for so many years, because Hunter Biden should be exposed to a lot more charges for a lot more tax evasion, where the statute of limitations was allowed to expire on many of these years, on the obvious foreign corruption. Remember, Hunter Biden is the bagman for Joe Biden and the Biden family. And they have been protected for a long time. And it's not just Hunter Biden that's the problem. The problem is that you have a president of the United States where there is very strong evidence this president is corrupted. He's compromised by millions of dollars in corrupt foreign payments to what seems like every Biden family member for doing what? What were they selling? They were selling Joe Biden, the brand. I think House Oversight Chairman James Comer has been able to identify over $20 million that has gone into the Biden family bank accounts. What did these investors get for that $20 million? And why is it not a bigger problem that the president of the United States is corrupt by these payments from China, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Kazakhstan? I mean, it seems like every trouble spot around the world, the Bidens have been on the payroll.
Yeah. Mike, you are so good at analyzing where this is going. And one of the pieces of evidence that I think is not in evidence yet, but seems to be something incumbent for Congress to get. All of these contacts of the Biden family were with people that our U.S. intelligence almost certainly were keeping an eye on, particularly indicted oligarchs or oligarchs that were deemed corrupt by the state U.S. government. The Congress has not yet asked for, but it seems important. If Joe Biden got a defensive briefing, allowed this to go on after he got the defensive briefing, that would really matter to the American people. Is that a piece of evidence Congress has to go out and get?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, look, there is no higher duty for the House of Representatives than to figure out whether the president of the United States is corrupted, whether he's compromised by foreign bribes from our worst enemies. That is one of the highest constitutional duties. I think I can't think of a higher constitutional duty for the House of Representatives to figure out whether Joe Biden is compromised by these foreign bribes and, you know, from our worst enemies. And yeah, think about the one of the explanations. Remember, there was a diamond that the mayor of Moscow gave to the Bidens, and Hunter said that they threw away that diamond. I mean, that's just not believable. And I would say this to the people who are saying this is like some conspiracy theory. The Biden bank records do not lie. The bank records speak for themselves. And there is $20 million plus that has gone into these Biden bank accounts.
I want to ask you about a bit of news from the day before we let you go, something that we've never spoken about on this show, weaponized justice system, with one person in the crosshairs earlier today, former Trump attorney John Eastman, who a judge recommended for him to be disbarred. Is this a warning shot to any conservative attorney across America, conservative attorney in general, or just against President Trump?
This is truly outrageous and dangerous. This Democrats, California disbarment judge, Yvette Roland, who was handpicked by the Democrat Speaker of the Assembly in California and donated to Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, the DNC, Act Blue, and other Democrats, she is moving forward with disbarment of John Eastman, a very well-respected attorney who went to the University of Chicago Law School, clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court, was a law school professor and dean. They're pursuing disbarment against him for what they call a fringe legal theory. I would say this. Remember that Thurgood Marshall pushed what was at the time a fringe legal theory that ended up getting reversed by the Supreme Court 9-0. Brown versus Board of Education was decided 9-0, reversing Plessy versus Ferguson. Thurgood Marshall was right. He ended up going onto the Supreme Court of the United States. He wasn't disbarred for pushing that fringe legal theory that ended up being a landmark Supreme Court case.
All right, folks, that wraps up the Friday edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. A big thank you to Mike Davis and to Ryan Walters and, of course, to Tom Fitton, one of my favorite guests. We always learn something new, and I get excited about reporting about something new every time Tom comes on. Also, thank you to two of our great sponsors this month, Field of Greens. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code JustNews. You'll get a healthy one-scoop solution to eating more fruit and vegetables and being healthier. Big game changer in my life. All you got to do is use the promo code JustNews at checkout. You're going to get 15% off. And also, for all of those who want to be in the fight for freedom, for religious liberty, freedom of speech, for law and order in America, Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting two big Supreme Court cases. Last chance this weekend to make a donation. Go to joinadf.com/John, J-O-H-N. Joinadf.com/John. Any size donation will make a difference in their fight to make a generational contribution to our great freedoms in this country. All right, that wraps it up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.